This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Ethelberry Masters, respondent, versus Jacob Dawson, appellant, decided April 1st, 2025 by the Supreme Court of Missouri. Ethelberry Masters, opinion issued April 1st, 2025. Respondent, V. No. SC 10724. Jacob Dawson. Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of St. Louis County. The Honorable Joseph L. Walsh III. Judge Jacob Dawson appeals the St. Louis County Circuit Court's judgment ordering him to pay actual and punitive damages to Ethelberry Masters based on her Replevin claim against him. Finding Dawson's constitutional claims are unpreserved, and the Circuit Court did not abuse its discretion by sanctioning Dawson given his pattern of obstructive behavior, this court affirms the Circuit Court's judgment. Factual and procedural background. Following his father's death, Dawson assumed possession of four of his father's vehicles. 1. In 2019, Masters, who was the father's long-term companion, filed a petition. 1. Initially, Dawson possessed a fifth vehicle included in this dispute. Dawson later conceded Masters owned the fifth vehicle and released it to her. 2. Alleging replevin, conversion, and unjust enrichment resulting from Dawson's refusal to surrender possession of the vehicles. 2. Dawson moved to dismiss the replevin action, which the court overruled. In his answer to the replevin action, Dawson disputed ownership of the vehicles. Masters served Dawson with a request for admissions. Dawson did not respond. In 2021, Masters moved for partial summary judgment on her right to possession of the vehicles. Dawson did not timely respond to the summary judgment motion. He then requested leave to file a response out of time, which the Circuit Court granted. Dawson responded to Masters' statement of uncontroverted facts in a document purporting to respond to Masters' request for admissions, but the document was not supported by exhibits, so the statements in Masters' request for admission were deemed admitted. The Circuit Court entered partial summary judgment in Masters' favor and ordered Dawson to surrender the vehicles. Dawson did not surrender the vehicles and barricaded them to prevent towing. Dawson's attorney then sought leave to withdraw. In his motion to withdraw, Dawson's attorney explained he could not continue the representation because it would create an ethical dilemma due to Dawson's willful violation of a court order. The Circuit Court granted Dawson's attorney leave to withdraw. Southern Masters initially filed a probate action but dismissed it after her counsel advised the proper means of relief was a replevin action in Circuit Court. Dawson filed a petition asking the Director of Revenue to declare him the owner of one of the vehicles. 3. Masters moved for the Circuit Court to find Dawson in contempt of court, alleging Dawson made himself unavailable on the agreed dates to transfer possession, avoided communication, blockaded the vehicles, and hid the keys. The Circuit Court overruled Masters' motion. Dawson retained a second attorney. Masters obtained writs of replevin, which were executed. After Dawson's failure to pay his legal expenses, Dawson's second attorney sought and was granted leave to withdraw. The Circuit Court scheduled a bench trial for damages on October 27, 2022. On October 26, 2022, Dawson retained a third attorney, who entered his appearance and moved for a continuance. The Circuit Court sustained the motion for continuance and set a bench trial for December 8, 2022. The bench trial was again continued and reset for January 19, 2023. On January 4, 2023, Dawson filed a demand for a jury trial. The Circuit Court scheduled a jury trial for damages for February 27, 2023, with a pretrial conference scheduled for February 23, 2023. Dawson's third attorney filed a motion for leave to withdraw due to Dawson's failure to pay. He sent Dawson an email indicating his intention to withdraw from representation, attaching to the email his motion to withdraw, which noted the pretrial and trial dates. Dawson claims he did not open the documents attached to the email. On the same day he filed the motion to withdraw, Dawson's third attorney moved for a continuance. Prior to trial, the Circuit Court sustained the third attorney's motion to withdraw, but did not grant a continuance. 4. After Dawson failed to appear for the February 23rd pretrial conference, the Circuit Court issued a memorandum and order stating that because Masters appeared and Dawson failed to appear, Dawson was adjudged in default, and the jury trial is therefore canceled. the circuit court ordered Masters to file an affidavit as to damages by the end of the next